For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. Following Lansing Board of Education member Peter Spadafore's announcement that he's running for an at-large seat on the city council, a school board colleague is now joining him in the race. Guillermo Lopez was first elected to the school board in 2001. Lopez has retired from a job as an equal opportunity specialist for the city. Our interviews with city council candidates continue with a conversation with Lopez, who says his experience has prepared him well for this step.
I've been here since 1984, when I started work with the city of Lansing. I worked for 30 years for the city, so I am aware of the Lansing city government and how it works, and it's good and it's bad. I've also served Lansing School District for, I'm on my third term, so I'm on my 17th, going into my 18th year of school board trustee.
When Peter Spadafore announced his candidacy, we had him come in. He's a colleague, of course, on the Lansing Board of Education.
Right.
You weren't at the time yet a candidate, so I couldn't ask him what I'm about to ask you. It's possible that the school board would lose both of you. You both potentially could be elected to at-large seats on the city council. How would you feel about that?
I think if both of us were to be elected, I know that it would be a good thing for the city council, because I think we bring a cooperative spirit in terms of sportsmanship, governance.
With that in mind, do you think you'll be running with any other council candidates, aligning your campaign with that of anyone else?
Well, I believe that most of the folks running for council are good people. I think they have a passion for Lansing like I do. But I think that we need to run individually more so, because people need to know the differences. I want people to be able to identify me for what I'm running for and what I bring.
What would be your first goal if elected?
Our neighborhoods have been slowly deteriorating. One has to do with the financial status of the city and the downturn in the economy and the cuts in the and the budget cuts and what have you. But I think that it is time to refocus and look at our neighborhoods and how best we could serve them. I think we need to look at development of neighborhoods, empower neighborhoods in different ways. I think we need to concentrate city services to help our residents. If our residents are not happy, Lansing will not prosper. The service needs to be there for citizens. So they can feel good about Lansing. We need to look at how we can fix the potholes, how we can fix the sidewalks, how we can bring other city services that are needed just for the quality of life in the neighborhood.
Has the council been failing in that regard?
I don't know that they're failing. I think that the focus has been to get out of the hole, financially. The mayor has said that this is our third year or so that we have a surplus, which means that the economy is getting better. I don't think it's that great. I think we just need to refocus our priorities, not to say that we shouldn't continue to do economic development in downtown and the Michigan corridor, but I think we need to look at also at other corridors like our entrances to the city, the MLKs, the Saginaws and Pennsylvania corridors, Cedar, North Cedar, South Cedar. So there's a lot of work to do. I mean, and again, finances. If the city council collectively can agree on some things along with the new mayor, whoever that may be, that we can do some things slowly but surely.
Guillermo Lopez is an at-large candidate for the Lansing City Council. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.